It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It is the Texas High High Steppers, the drill team, led by Amber Reynolds, the director, and she has brought two of her fantastic drill team members, Helen Clark and Olivia George, with her today. And it is so good to have you in here today.
Thanks for having us.
You are more than welcome. Before we get started, we got to stop right now because it is Helen Clark's dad's birthday today.
Yay!
Yes.
What's his name?
John.
John Clark. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
Dad.
Happy birthday, Pop. I love you.
There you go. We had to get that in there. Amber Reynolds has been director of the Texas High Steppers for, this is 6 years now,
yes.
You say?
Yes.
All right, step closer to the microphone.
Yes, all right. 6 years.
6 years, all right. Before that, you said that you spent 4 years in high school and 4 years in college on drill team. So you are an 8-year drill team.
Yes, lots of hats, lots of boots, lots of high kicks on turf.
Right, and you were you went to school where? And it was in the Tyler area.
Yes, Brownsboro High School. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 minutes outside of Tyler.
And then you went to college,
Texas State in San Marcos.
Okay, I've heard of that. All right, very good, very good. So, what led you to decide Texas High? That's the place to go.
Yeah. So I graduated, like I said, in from Texas State, and I had a family member up here in the area, and she called me and she said, "Hey, this job's gonna open up, or it has opened up. I'm gonna go ahead and tell the principal that you're applying, so please do."
Please
and
do.
I said okay, so I sent in my application, and a month later I had an interview, and here we are. Moved, graduated, got married, interviewed, accepted the job, and started in August.
That was a busy time.
It was a very busy summer,
very
but it's
busy.
Okay. We made it.
So 6 years. Has it gone fast?
It really has. Every team, I can't remember specific years, but I remember who the captain was. And if I can remember who my captain was, I can remember who was on the team.
There you go.
And so that's how I've started grouping.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of girls to
remember. It's a lot of girls
remember, because you got 35, 40 every year, right?
Yeah.
So that's a lot in 6 years. Growing in the job adding things. I mean, everything changes.
Yes. Every year is completely different. Right. My mom was a teacher for over 30 years. And so and she was a drill team director for 13 of those years.
Uh-huh.
So I'll call her a lot and I'll tell her, I tell her stories and what's happening. And she loves to stay in touch with the girls. And I ask her, is there ever a year that you're not surprised at something? And she goes, "No, you'd think in 30 years that I would be able to assume what was coming." She's like, "No, there's always a surprise." So you're just always growing. You don't have the choice to be still and stay stagnant.
All
you
right.
have to grow with the program and grow with the kids, or can get left behind sometimes.
All right. Well, y'all have been very successful. We'll talk about that in just a second. But obviously, other than bonding with the girls and the camaraderie there, what is there a favorite thing you have about the director? Is it when you all go to the football games, or is it when you go to the dance competitions, or the spring show, or is it just all,
all of it, really? Yeah. Every season is huge for them. I mean, football season is nonstop because, in a non-COVID year, we'd have a game every single week. So we'd be preparing a dance every single week. So it's really, nose to the grindstone, getting stuff done. But I'm a highly competitive person, so contest is a big thing for me because we have all of these hours of work to go out there and dance one time, minute 30 seconds, and it's over with, and you're at the mercy of the judges. But then spring show, which we're about to do, is a big thing because it's the last time for them, and for the senior class, it's a huge deal. It's a big deal for their parents because most of these girls won't dance after high school. This is it.
Right.
And this is the last time they'll be wearing the uniform or dancing with these girls next to them. So it's a big deal. Personally, though, my favorite thing is just to watch them come off of whatever performance and being proud. They have the biggest smiles on their faces. At spring show, they're, of course, crying, but you can still see that they're proud.
Right.
And that's when I know I've done something right, because they're happy with how they did.
Absolutely. And a lot of training, practice, work goes into these minute and a half, whatever,
so much
performances that you may not realize. Everybody goes, "Well, okay, yeah, the football team's out there practicing." And well, so is the drill team every day, just
all
about.
All of our groups that you see performing at a football game, color guard, cheer, us, band, football. I mean, even our athletic trainers have their time where they're getting ready. Like, everyone that you see at those events have hours and hours behind them to get ready for it.
All right. Lots of work. And, yes, we're going to talk with Helen and Olivia when we come back. More of the Best in Most Country continues on The Pig on a Friday morning. 24 hours a day, the best in the most countries right here, and it's 1039mypigradio.com. It is kind of cloudy out there this morning, and a pretty good chance of some storms later in the day, and maybe tonight as well. Not going to rain all day, but maybe a couple of rounds, and they could be severe, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that, because it's springtime. High temperatures in the 70s, lows tonight in the 50s, and then tomorrow and Sunday, they'll look great if you're going out to the Four States Fair this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are going to be sunny and cooler, so we'll, or at least Saturday be cooler and then a little warmer on Sunday, but the sunshine will be the best part of the weekend, but we got to get through today. Right now would be news time, but we've done news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture, quality furniture, be our sponsor for our guest, who happened to come from Texas High, the Texas High High Steppers, the drill team, who have won so many awards. And before we leave, we want to talk about some of those awards, Miss Reynolds. But we've got Helen Clark and Olivia George with us. And we'll start out, since you're closest to me, we'll start with Olivia. tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been dancing a long time, you told us on Facebook. When did you start dancing?
Started dancing when I was three. Mm-hmm. Been dancing for about 14 years now.
14 years.
Yeah.
What when you were little... When you were little,
yes,
did
sir.
You dream about things like, I'm going to be on a drill team someday, or not? Because some people think about things ahead of time going, I'm going to be on that drill team. I see those Texas High High Steppers. I want to be one of those. or did you just love dancing? What was it?
I've always loved dancing. I used to be really big in competitive dance.
Okay.
That was my thing. And then freshman year, I made High Steppers, uh-huh. and I saw how big this was for my life, and it did shape my life. It changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually stopped doing competitive dance for High Steppers, uh-huh. so that way I could devote more time to the team
uh-huh.
and leave High Steppers as my priority on my schedule.
All right. Well, you told us on when we were talking on Facebook that you love lyrical dancing.
I do.
And for those that don't know what lyrical dancing is, explain that to us.
How do I explain this? It's almost like jazz, but just slow it down.
Okay.
Slow it down a lot. It's a very slow dance, and a lot of times it has a deep story behind the dance.
That's what I was, yeah, you took the words right out. I was going to ask you, is it kind of like telling a story, lyrical?
Exactly like telling a story. Right. There's always a story in the dance.
So when you're with your other High Stepper friends, bus rides to football games and things like that, besides the competition part of it, what's the most fun you get out of it?
Oh, gosh, the bus rides are a lot of fun. We are the best singers.
You sing a lot, huh?
Yeah. Well, only with my team. Only when we're singing Frozen.
Oh, okay. So Frozen is a good movie. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Talk about performing at the football games. What does that feel like? You get the crowd in the stands, you know.
It is such a rush. Walking onto that field, right. Having those bright lights mm-hmm. right on you. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's a little scary whenever you're down there and you're looking up and there's just tons of faces staring down at you.
Uh-huh.
But it is so much fun getting to do that with our team.
All right. Helen, I hope I got this right. And if I'm not, you can tell me. But are you the incoming captain, or what do they call it, of the team?
They'll both be officers for us next year.
Okay.
So I'm blessed with 2 years of them.
I got you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, because I know that y'all have a competition or whatever, and then you pick your officers and things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're a junior, too.
Yes.
Okay. Get real close to the microphone. Shove Olivia out of the way.
Okay.
You've been doing dance for about 14 years, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. When you got started in dancing, what was it about it that you wanted to, or were you looking ahead going, I think I want to be on the football field performing, or what was it?
Well, I have an older brother, so we've always gone to the football games growing up. He went to Texas High. So we showed up at every football game in our Texas High gear, and halftime was my favorite part. Mm-hmm. I watched the drill team perform halftime for kindergarten through 8th grade when it was time for me to try out.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to be. Like, I knew it.
She knew.
Yes. I looked forward to that. Like, I didn't even have to watch the football game. I didn't even know what was going on in the football game. But I knew what was happening at halftime.
You knew, yeah.
Yeah,
you
and knew that's what I wanted to be. I went to the high stepper clinic growing up, like every single one of them, and then I tried out in the eighth grade and made it. And I've been on the team ever since.
That's a great story. Love it. As far as the bus rides, going to the competition, what parts of that are some of your favorites?
Oh.
I know y'all both said you love competing.
I know the competition's fun. It's super fun. We love each other, and we support each other so much at the competition. But the bus ride there...
Uh-huh. That was a long bus ride, by the way.
I promise you, we know every word to every Disney movie. Like, you can test us, and we have got you.
Uh-huh.
It's so loud, and it's so fun. And then one moment we'll all be singing, then one moment everybody's asleep, and then just hanging out. Like, once you get to the hotel and eating dinner together, and it's really just a bonding experience. Like, dance isn't on the brain. It's just a fun trip together.
All right. We'll continue talking with Helen and Olivia and also Miss Reynolds from the Texas High Stepper. 1039mypigradio.com. Be sure and download the free app so you can take the radio station with you wherever you go all spring and summer long. We are mobile, and we want to go with you on your trips. And we've got Amber Reynolds, the director of the Texas High Steppers, Helen Clark, and Olivia George, two of the officer team members. I got that right. And their juniors, going to be seniors this coming year. You got the, and we were talking last there with Helen, you got the spring show coming up.
Yes.
And that's going to be, it's a fun time, but as you mentioned, for the people that are going to be leaving, the seniors this year, it's kind of an emotional time, because this is the last time, unless you're going to do like Miss Reynolds and be a star and go on to 4 years of college. This is the last time they'll perform like this, probably. So what are the feelings as you go into it, even though you're a junior?
Well, we probably spend the most time with each other during spring show. Like, we're in the pack all the time, always practicing. We have so many dances. This is the time we have the most dances. Uh-huh. Football season, you have one dance a week. Competition, you have four team dances, three officer dances, and then whatever else you're in. But this time, there's the most amount of dances in the shortest amount of time. And so we practice really hard all the time. And, like, from competition season until the end of spring show, it's go, go, go. Like, there's no downtime. And so we're always trying really hard during practice, so we kind of don't get to the emotional part until it's happening. Like, the night before spring show, we all get to sit on the stage and watch the video that plays with all the seniors talking, because we don't get to see it when we're dancing. So we all get to sit on the stage and watch it together and watch the videos from the whole year, and it's so sad. We all just sit there and cry, and it's we're like actually realizing, okay, it's almost over. Like, our brain's not been thinking about it because we've been dancing all the time, but we're realizing it now. And when we do finale the last time, you can hear all the tears. Like, I'm sure the audience can't, but on the stage it's just a bunch of like, yeah. It is so sad.
Well, it is. I mean, I can understand because this, some of your team members are moving on. This is it. Yeah.
Yes, you can hear the noses running and the eyes tearing up. It's kind of gross, but it's
It's okay. It's understandable.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Reynolds, talk about some of the awards. Y'all won quite a few awards at that competition.
We did. So we actually competed in three contests this year. Mm-hmm. One was intentionally virtual, like we signed up for it to be virtual. Another moved to virtual because of the snow that happened in February. And then we got to go to San Antonio. We participated in the Dance Line Nationals competition at SeaWorld San Antonio. And they came home with so many awards. They worked their tails off and came home with so much. We had three girls in the solo finals, which these two included, and then another one of our juniors, Kalea Edmonds, were all solo finalists. Our officer dances won first place for each of their three dances. Our team dances, they got first place in military and novelty, and they earned second place in palm and kick. Uh-huh. We came away with third overall team. They came away with national large team grand champion, officers and team.
Mm-hmm.
And then our officers, for the first time since I've been here, and I think in a very long time, came away with overall first officer line of the whole competition.
Of the whole thing?
Of the whole thing.
I knew you won a lot. I just didn't know how much.
I usually tell them, go for the trophy that's taller than Helen Clark.
Always like a foot taller than me.
And this year the trophy's taller than me. Okay. This is the biggest one. It doesn't fit in the trophy case, which is such a sad problem.
It's okay, Helen. We all don't have to be 6 foot tall.
We'd
right?
love it.
Nope, I know my spot in the kick line.
Yep. There you go.
And if we're throwing anyone in the air, it's going to be her.
I love being thrown.
As long as they catch you.
Like, right? It's yes. fine if they drop me. I just like being thrown.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I did get the privilege of going to San Antonio and seeing them. And as I mentioned on the Facebook, both of you girls did so well in your solos. I mean, I was super, super impressed. I know I'm not a genius when it comes to dances, but I'm learning a few things. Mm-hmm. But I was super impressed with both of you. Like I said, your moves are so precise, Helen. I mean, everything is just... and you know, just spot on. Mm-hmm. And then the one you did, Olivia, I thought that finale or whatever, the final one, I thought it was the best out there. Okay. I wasn't the judge, but I thought it was the best out there. So I thought you both did just extraordinarily well. I don't want to make you late for school, but I want you to hang around for one more break.
Okay.
Because you're going to play a little game. Oh. We play games with our people who come in, and you're going to play a little game, and we'll see how you do. On the pig. Colin Ray, Southwest Arkansas. Colin Ray talking about Little Rock on the Pig at 1039mypigradio.com. It's John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Milwaukee Credit Union, where they are stronger, smarter, and sensible. Alan Brown and the crew are your local financial institution of choice and your friends, and they will take care of you. And speaking of friends, we got Texas High Steppers in here today. Amber Reynolds is the director, and Helen Clark and Olivia George are two of the drill team officers. Who are juniors and getting ready to do the spring show and then come back for a fantastic senior year, which everybody's looking forward to. But you guys are going to play a game.
Okay.
And because we do. And the one that happened to come up today is, and you can't look at the screen because you'll see the answers.
Okay.
And I know that at least the younger girls have great vision. You still got good vision, Amber? You see what?
We're working on it.
Okay. So don't look at the screen. So that'll give away the answers. But it's called Spy the Lie. And so I'm going to give you a statement of something, and there's going to be three or four things in it. Three of them are correct. One of them's a lie. You spy the lie, okay? All of the following movies are scheduled to open in theaters this weekend, except for one. You spy the lie. Voyagers, Held, The Magician, Moffy, and Shalom. Which one of those is not a real movie? All the rest of them are. What's your guess? Voyagers, Held, The Magician, Moffy, or Shalom? What's not real?
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to go with Moffy.
You're going with Moffy. Miss Reynolds is going
anything.
With Moffy.
I think.
Helen, Olivia, what do you think?
What was the very last one?
Shalom.
I feel like that one. I'm kind of.
I feel like that's a real word.
So what do you think, Helen? I'll give you a hint. Pick one of the other ones because they're not right.
Okay.
What's left is Held, The Magician, and Moffy.
Held.
She said Held. Well, it's The Magician. It's not real. All those other ones are real.
Magician sounded like a real movie.
You hadn't heard any of them?
I haven't
either. I thought maybe you girls may have movies. I don't know. Let's see. The next one is... All of the tourist attractions that I'm going to name are real except for one. Okay? Tourist attractions. The National Mustard Museum in Wisconsin. The Plastic Kite Museum in San Diego. The International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. The Museum of Miniature Houses in Indiana. And the Museum of Bad Art in Massachusetts. All of those are real tourist attractions except for one. Which one is not real?
The kite.
The kite. She was quick with that.
I think it's the Mustard Museum in Wisconsin. Only because Wisconsin is
We got
so
a kite.
Cheese.
We got a mustard.
I don't know. I feel like there's probably a ketchup museum, too.
Probably is. So what do you think?
Oh, what was the one about the tiny houses?
Miniature houses. Miniature houses.
Okay.
Yes.
That one... I kind of think that may not be real, but I really want to go there if it is real.
Okay. Well, guess what?
I want to go to the bad art one.
You can go there because the miniature house thing is real.
Okay, well, that's good.
I was right.
Helen, did you say... Who said the international... who said the Plastic Kite Museum?
Me.
Okay. Helen was right.
Dang.
Yeah, why would you have a museum for kites?
I thought they flew kites there.
Well...
I thought that was a big thing.
Why would you have a museum for mustard?
Yeah, why would you?
Mustard seeds.
Or why would you have a museum for miniature houses?
Well, Helen, you got that one right. Here's the last one. All of the following celebrities out there are 6 foot or taller, except for one, okay? One of these people are not 6 foot. Bradley Cooper, Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Jim Carrey, or Morgan Freeman, who's an actor. Everybody else is 6 foot. One of them is not. Bradley Cooper, Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Jim Carrey, or Morgan Freeman. Who's the shorty?
I thought they were all 6 foot. They all seem very tall.
They all look tall.
Well, you're very close. The fact that the person who's not 6 foot is
he's
very
probably like
close.
5'11 and a half.
Right, you're right. So which one of those guys is the shortest of the bunch?
Ryan Gosling.
We got a Ryan Gosling.
I agree.
We got an agree? Whoever didn't, I wasn't looking at you, so whoever hasn't agreed yet, don't agree because it's not Ryan Gosling.
Oh, goodness.
So it's either Bradley Cooper, Justin Timberlake, Jim Carrey, or Morgan Freeman. I'll give you... Oh, if I give you a hint, it'll give it away.
Okay. Morgan Freeman, maybe?
Nah, it's the singer Justin Timberlake.
He looks so tall.
Well, he is tall, but not... Miss Reynolds was right. 5'11" and a half inches. So he was close.
Excellent question.
Hey,
so there you go. That's the game, Spy of the Lie. But anyway, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to come in and join us. Miss Reynolds, continue to do the great work there.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing Olivia and Helen in the spring show and then all year next year. Go get them, girls.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Check out the Texas High Steppers, and you can check out that spring show online. One more time, talk about that.
So our audience capacity is very limited, but we do have a live stream both nights, Friday night and Saturday night, April 23rd and 24th. You can go online to txhighstep.booktix.com, and you can purchase tickets to either of our live streams and watch the show that way and cheer on the girls from home.
All right, going to be great, except for all the crying at the end, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.